Millions of African children are without education, a school struggle to cope with the impact of armed conflict and insecurity. The Norwegian Refugee Council says that as of June 2024, more than 14,300 schools were closed in 24 African countries. Countries with the most closures were Burkina Faso, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Cameroon, Chad, Nigeria and Niger. Christelle Ihe works with the NRC's Western Central Africa office.
We have now more than 14,000 schools that have been forced to close because of violence, and this has an impact on an estimated number of 2.8 million children. And so it means that these children are deprived of education, but also more vulnerable to different protection risks.
The latest figure is an increase of 1,100 closures from the previous year, when 13,200 schools were closed due to conflict and insecurity. Aid agencies say the lack of instruction makes it easy for the armed groups to recruit children, disrupting their education and further decreasing their chances of ever attending classes. The lack of schooling also makes children vulnerable to violence and exploitation, perpetuating a cycle of poverty and instability. In some countries, conflict has nearly overwhelmed the education system. The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says one in four schools in Burkina Faso is closed. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 1,450 schools nationwide were closed as of January, affecting 500,000 students. 47-year-old Risasi Mwinyi Patience, a Congolese refugee living in Uganda, and two children were among those affected by school closures in the DR Congo. Fighting in Congo's Ituri province claimed the life of his wife. He fled to Uganda in April, seeking safety. He says the school in Congo where my children were enrolled has been closed and everyone has run away. The children were in grade 6 and grade 4 in Congo. He says, I have admitted them to school here so that they don't idle in the camps. A head of the NRC says the circumstances that cause school closures vary from country to country.
What we observe is that there are three main reasons. First reason is really for military purpose. You know, it's about regaining or gaining control over territory. The second reason is schools are seen by non-state armed groups as a symbol of the government authority.
Patience is concerned about his future and that of his children, who are forced to start education again due to the language barrier. Schools in the DR Congo are taught in French. He says here, my children have to restart their education because they don't know English. Though the general situation remains dire, some schools have reopened in Central African Republic and Mali due to improved security, and in Burkina Faso, some 1,300 schools have reopened since October 2023. The Oslo-based agency calls on the international community, governments and warring parties to protect education by ending attacks on schools and ensuring the safety of learners and teachers. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.